Cornyn slams Biden for turning his back on Israel. Texas border business. Washington, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, slammed President Biden for withholding military aid and intelligence and turning his back on Israel in order to appease his radical base 6 months out from the presidential election. Excerpts of Senator Cornyn's remarks are below, and video can be found here. As the war goes on, the president has slowly backed away from Israel. First with words, and now through action. Last week, he threatened to withhold military aid that had been voted for on a broad bipartisan basis in the Congress and which he actually asked for. Israel is a valued ally, but the Biden administration continues to treat it as an untrustworthy antagonist. Administration officials have developed a habit of manipulating, denigrating, and withholding vital information. And I'm extremely worried about the impact of this growing rift and what it will mean between the strong relationship between our two countries. In the past few weeks, we've seen an alarming escalation in protest tactics, and some of the most concerning examples have taken place on college campuses. The situation has become so volatile and so dangerous that two major universities canceled their graduation ceremonies. Many of these students didn't have a high school graduation ceremony because of the pandemic, and now they've been denied an opportunity to graduate in a public ceremony from their college or university. Despite the escalation of violence and anti-Semitic rhetoric in recent weeks, President Biden has failed to demonstrate much-needed leadership. Every statement he's made on this topic was paired with some sort of equivocation, some sort of expression of moral equivalency to what Israel is doing and what Hamas is doing. We know President Biden is in a campaign mode 6 months now before the election, but he cannot turn on one of his closest allies in the attempt to appeal to the most radical elements in his political party.